Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment. If you are an applicant or author, if you need to send application information, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for the opinion. My name is Carmen. May I ask you something about that?
Hello,
Carl, are you there?
Hello?
Is it Scarlett? Hi.
Starlet.
Scarlett Rockwell?
Hi. My name is Starlet.
Starlet, with a S-T?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Get with me here. And Ms. Rockwell, may I have your callback number?
610-800-0592.
Ms. Rockwell, are you the applicant or calling on behalf of the applicant?
Yes, I'm the applicant.
Tell me, how can I help you?
Well, they enrolled in me. I mean...
Okay. We're the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. So we facilitate the
yes,
application process. Who else am I speaking to?
This is my daughter on the phone.
Okay. And daughter, can you identify yourself by providing me with your name and callback number?
Katrina Rothwell.
Is that with a K or a C?
Okay.
And your callback number, please.
484-949-0324.
Thank you. Now, with your mother being the applicant, we have to protect her privacy and verify we're speaking to the correct individual. Please note we can mm-hmm. never share her information with anyone unless we have her written or verbal permission. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get with me here. Ms. Rockwell, do I have your permission to share your personal information while your daughter's on the line with us?
Yes.
Thank you. And what's your date of birth?
11/25/1957.
Thank you. I want you to bear with me while I access your information. Still checking here. All right. It's 11/25/57. And I'm spelling your last name Rockwell.
Roth.
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 Rothwell.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can I just chime in, Mom? You're using your marriage. You're using Harris, right?
Can you use
Ms.
Harris instead of Rothwell?
Well, let's see if I can find you, first of all, in my system. Bear with me one moment. May I have your address?
713 Pusey Street, P-U-S-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. And what's your city, state, and zip code?
I'm sorry, Chester, Pennsylvania. 19013.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Rothwell, would you like for me to add your daughter to your case as an authorized contact? And that way she can check the status for you as well as make any changes for you in the future. All right.
Yes. Can you change my last name, please?
I'll have to see what it's shown in the state system. Are you receiving any Medicaid benefits?
What is it, Trina? Medicaid? What is it?
This is a Medicaid-driven program.
Medicare. I believe you get Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay. All right. Ms. Rothwell, the state, you'll have to change it first with the state. They have you under Rothwell. Once they change it, then we can change it as well.
Well, my medical card said Harris.
We don't issue a medical card. You mean is it state issued? Is medical card is issued by the state, or is it for Medicare?
I use it. Medicare is under Harris.
Okay.
Well,
so you'll have to make sure that you
change.
You'll have to make sure that you change it with the state to Harris from Rothwell, okay?
We'll leave it like that.
All right, now I'm checking your... All right. All right, so I'm checking your case information here. I want to make sure that you have your Harmony ID number or case ID number that identifies you in our system. If I may provide you with that as well. I'm going to add your daughter to the case as an authorized contact. She'll be able to check the status as well as make any changes. And this is a multiple step application process. We have to show the county assistance office that you're medically eligible. And once that's determined, then the county assistance office takes over to determine if you are financially eligible.
Okay. Y'all not doing nothing right now, right? Y'all just doing the application.
No, right now we're going to schedule an appointment, which is one of the first steps of the enrollment process.
Okay.
It's an appointment with the enrollment case manager. They'll come to the home and help to complete a short medical assistance application. Your second home visit will be with the Area Agency on Aging. They'll come to the home and they'll ask. They'll complete what's called a functional eligibility determination. And then we'll make sure we have a doctor in your case, and we'll be sending a physician certification form to your doctor, expecting for the doctor to complete it and return it to us as quickly as possible. Okay. Now, when these three steps are completed, the application moves to medical review. And once it's determined that you're medically eligible, we'll send notification over to the county assistance office. Then they will pick the application up and determine whether you are financially eligible. So they will indeed ask you for additional information to verify income and assets, and look forward to receiving that in the mail. It's from the Department of Human Services. Okay. Ms. Katrina, may I have your address?
713. I'm about to give you your address, Mom.
I know.
I'm at 423 East Vaughn Avenue.
East Vaughn?
East Lawn, EASTLAWN,
uh-huh.
All one word. Avenue.
East, okay. Uh huh.
That's in Wilmington.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Thank
you. Delaware.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
19802.
All right, and I have your phone number is 484-949-0324. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, let's get your... All right, so let's make sure we have case information for you. Okay, you're in Delaware County.
Who, me?
No, your mom. Your mom is in Delaware County.
Your mom, yeah, she's in Delaware County, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bear with me here. Who is your primary doctor, Ms. Rothwell?
Elizabeth. I can't remember. I can't remember the address.
You know, you gave me Elizabeth. What's the last name of the doctor?
I think her last name is Elizabeth Warren. On West 9th Street. I can't remember the address.
Yes, but I just need the name. I'm not clear what you
Elizabeth
said.
Elizabeth Warren.
Name is Warren. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
So are you saying Warren, like W-A-R-R-E-N, or
yes.
Wong, like W-O-N-G?
No, Wong, W-A-R-R-E-N.
Okay, Elizabeth Warren, okay. All right. Does this sound familiar? I have an Elizabeth Warren in my system. She's on Huntington Park Avenue, 9th Avenue,
no.
Or Lincoln Highway?
She's on West 9th Street, yes. West 9th Street.
Okay. East, I have her 125 East 9th Street. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, that's the east side. That's
okay.
The city of the east side, yes.
Okay. You said you don't have her phone number. Am I correct?
I don't have her address.
What
phone
number do you call her?
Just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute. I'm going to my phone and get it.
Take your time. And Ms. Katrina, are you taking notes for your mom?
Yes, I will be. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to give you her Harmony ID number. It's also known as her case ID number. And
okay.
This number will always identify her in our system when you call.
Okay.
The number is 864-295.
Hold on, one second, please. I got to...
Mm-hmm, sure.
Create a new
name. What's Elizabeth's phone number? Elizabeth, the doctor. I thought I had it in my phone.
Okay, you said... What was the number again? Mom.
Huh?
Can you mute your phone or turn whatever's in the background down?
Wait a minute, honey.
Chesapeake.
Ain't this been last night worn?
Yeah.
Okay, just a minute.
All right, what was that case number again?
864.
864.
295.
295. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now you can, and when you couple that number with our
mm-hmm.
website, you can always check her status on the website.
6131.
Okay.
At the 610.
Our website. Mm-hmm. Our website is nothing more than the abbreviation of our name. It's PA for Pennsylvania, I for independent, E for enrollment, and B for broker.com.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Would you be interested in receiving any text or email messages regarding the status of the case? Either one of you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which number am I using?
Do you want to use your number, mom, or mine?
You're doing all of it.
What you say?
You're doing all of it. You can do all of it.
You can use my number.
Okay, Katrina, I'm using
you
yours.
You can use both of them.
No, I can only text. Would you like for me to text you, Katrina, or you, Miss Charlotte?
You can text me, and I'll just forward it to her when she needs it.
Okay. So I'm speaking to the applicant, am I correct?
You're speaking to Katrina.
I'm speaking to Katrina?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Would you be interested in receiving any email notices?
No, text is fine.
Okay, very good. So by providing us with your cell number and agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to get text messages. Just note that your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop getting the text messages from us, Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, just reply stop. And understand that you can get messages at different times and that message and data rates may apply. Okay? All right, so I want to make sure.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So did we find out the phone number to Dr. Warren, Elizabeth Warren?
Yes, you ready?
Okay. Yes, I am.
It's 610-872-6131.
Thank you so much for that. Let's see. Make sure we have her here. This is a process that can take up to 90 days to process.
Okay.
At any time, the applicant is determined medically ineligible, will receive a denial notice, and attached to that denial notice is a appeal form. We are here to provide additional beneficiary support services, and we can always help with the appeal. Okay. So I'm adding Dr. Warren to the case.
Okay.
Please warmly encourage her to complete the physician certification form that we're going to send out to her. Okay.
Okay.
Kind of keep an eye on that to make sure that she receives it.
Okay.
Let's see her.
Mom, I'm taking notes for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Okay, now we're ready to launch the application process and schedule an appointment with the enrollment case manager. Now, what I was trying to find is your case in the state system. I didn't find your plan. Do you have a plan with the state? A managed care organization that... You have four to five different cases here. That's okay.
Oh, I do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I can't
keep up with that stuff. This
right.
is why this
which,
is why we need help.
Yes. Which case are they using? Let me see. Because it says in my system that you are receiving, that you're enrolled in the Community Health Choices Program. But I can't read and see which program it is. But there's two programs that's offered by the Office of Long-Term Living that provide support services in the home and in the community. One is called the Community Health Choices, and it's facilitated by a plan that you would select under the county that you reside in, Chester County. At Chester County? Yeah. And the other program is called the LIFE program. The LIFE program uses what's called an interdisciplinary team approach to an adult daycare center. Now, both programs have the same enrollment process. Okay. It's just a matter of personal choice as to one is called the Community Health Choices Program. And the other is called the LIFE program. The LIFE program uses what's called Yeah, they use the team approach.
I'm familiar with the life program.
Okay. So I think I found her record number. I want you to take this record number. So if you upload any documents in Compass, if she has a Compass account already, and you upload any documents, you would need to upload it showing her correct case ID number. They have so many. So, let's see her. Yeah, it's a wonder anybody can get through here. Let's see here. All right, so the case ID number is 23/01/2602.
Okay, that's 23/01/2602.
Yes. That was the last number they used. You were on the Community Health Choice Program until January 31st, 2025. What happened? Mr. Rockwell, do you know what happened? Was it a reassessment, a redetermination?
I thought they
took you off Medicaid? That's okay. It doesn't matter.
That's the state, right? Ain't that the state?
Yeah, you're right. That's the state.
Cause I kind of remembered that number. That's when I was on welfare. That was years ago, though. I didn't know I was still on it.
They just took you off January.
This is why I need to support her, because if we didn't do the recertification, we didn't do the follow up. She's eligible for it, but you know, for
yes.
support and benefits.
Yes, and once she's determined eligible, you really have to watch those recertifications and redeterminations with Medicaid. Because once you miss that, that jeopardizes every program that the applicant is on. Okay? Okay, let's see.
I thought they had canceled all that.
They probably did, Mom, but because of where you are and your age group and everything, certain things shouldn't have been canceled. You're still eligible for certain benefits because of your age, and this is where I can support and help you.
Mm-hmm. Well, she does have Medicare, so Medicare is always going to be there. This is a Medicaid-driven program. Medicare is her primary coverage. Medicaid is a secondary.
But Medicaid has to be recertified.
Yes.
Medicaid has to be
every
recertified.
So often. Mm-hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm.
So when my next recertification,
you have to call the Social Services Department. This is where you call them, or you schedule an appointment with your case manager over at the Social Services Building, the Welfare Building.
Mm-hmm.
The Social Security mm-hmm. building.
Mm-hmm.
Not Social Security, Mom. The welfare building over on Overtown.
Crosby Street.
Yeah. So you have to
get
open with them and find out.
But I'm not on welfare, though.
Okay.
She's not. I don't think she's receiving any benefits. If your daughter's saying
she's
if
not,
you want to restart your benefits, yes, okay. This is a program, but this won't start her other benefits. So you're absolutely
mm-hmm.
correct. Now, which mm-hmm. number are we going to call your mom, or are we going to call you, Miss Katrina?
You can call me, and I can support my mom.
Okay. So we'll call you as a reminder at 484-949-0324. Okay. We'll call you the day of the appointment, coming to her address of 713 Housay Street, Chester, Pennsylvania, 19013. Okay.
How are you spelling
Now, we'd like to schedule the appointment. Pardon me?
How are you spelling the street name?
P-U-S-E-Y.
Yes. Okay, I just want to be clear.
Mm-hmm. 713, is there an apartment or unit number?
Just a house.
No.
Okay.
That's
it. All right, very good. Is there any particular day or time you prefer? I'd like to schedule the appointment as quickly as possible.
It doesn't matter, I guess. I'm usually home.
Okay. Okay. So I have Monday open, the 27th. The times of the appointments are 9 to 11, 11 to 1, or 1 to 3. Which would you prefer?
Which one for you, Trina? Because I know you work.
Is Monday good for you?
Yeah, Monday's fine.
Monday the 27th? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What time slot would you prefer? 9 to 11, 11 to 1, or 1 to 3?
1 to 3.
1 to 3? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get this scheduled. 10. Okay, it's 1, 3. All right, we have an appointment scheduled. Bear with me. I'm going to bring up the enrollment case manager's name that's coming to the home. Her name is Jessica Cantor. C-A-N-T-O-R.
Okay.
If you need to cancel, reschedule, have any changes whatsoever, give us a call back at the number you called today, the 877-550-4227 number. If you need any additional information beyond what we'll be able to assist you with, there is a resource center. It's called the PA Link. L-I-N-K, and their number is 1-800-753-8827. And we are always here to provide additional beneficiary support services, and we can always help if she has any challenges, particularly if there's any denials. The appeal form will be able to assist with that as well. Services could include, but not limited to, home health aides, nursing services, home modifications, day programs, as well as transportation services. Okay.
Okay.
So, So let's bring her case completely up to date here, showing her appointment scheduled 10/27. Okay, very good. All right. Family, I'd like to thank you very much for speaking with me today. If you have any questions about the application, please contact our call center number on us. Call center at the number 877-550-4227. And note that you can check the status online at the PAIEB.com website. It'll ask you for that Harmony ID number I provided you with, that otherwise known, referred to as case ID number. And you can create an account if they're on the website. If your mother doesn't already have a Compass account created on the state's website, she can always create an account on our website and upload any financial or other documents needed for the case. Okay. Now, lastly, we support our applicants with any complaints or grievances they might have during the application process. We may be following up with a survey call to ensure satisfaction with this visit. Now, when the visit occurs, the enrollment case manager is going to ask for additional information, identifying information, driver's license, other photo ID, any medical information. She has like medical assistance access card number, managed care organization card, doctor's name, address, and fax number. They'll be checking that. They'll also ask her for her financial information as well as her social security number. They'll be placing that on the medical assistance application and sending that directly to the county assistance office. They use that as their tool to start reviewing the finances. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you are interested in joining we are at creating an enrollment group for applicants who have completed the process to provide feedback to enhance or improve the application process. And if you're interested in joining, contact our call center number at 877-550-4227. Do you have any questions regarding the application process, or is there anything else I can help with today?
I did have a question, but so you're saying that we should create a Compass account.
Mm-hmm. You can send financial. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
When Jessica comes, she'll be helping complete the application.
Yes. She's
going to
help.
Services and support.
Yes. So her function, Jessica is the enrollment case manager. So her function is to help to complete a shortened medical assistance application that goes directly to the county assistance office. It's specific for the community health choice waiver. So remember, we talked about
okay.
it earlier, then your mother's going into the office to apply for any other benefits. This
yeah.
does not cover
yeah.
any other benefits other than the waiver. Okay. Because as you know, the state provides different programs. So with this application, they'll ask for her financial information. They'll place that on the application as well as her social security number. They'll send that over to the county assistance office. County assistance office uses that as a tool to start reviewing finances. So they will, invariably ask for additional information to verify income and assets so that you can expect that request in the mail.
They
will mail requests asking for additional information like bank statements, social security information. It could be even life insurance information. But they'll give you a list of things that they are expecting for you to send back. Now, if any of that information is not applicable or unattainable, send back what you have with a letter. It's called a letter of hardship to accompany that financial information. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Miss Rothwell. You were saying?
I've been on welfare. Yeah, I was on welfare years ago. I didn't know I was still on it.
Got it.
I don't show you that you're on Medicaid, that you're receiving Medicaid benefits. As far as I can read, I don't show that. I show that you once had your last plan was Keystone First. You've always been enrolled in Keystone First. But this ended January 31st of this year.
January just passed. It ended.
Yes, of this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it ended.
Because I never replied back.
Okay.
So why should I have to go over to the welfare office?
So that you can be able to get both insurances, Mom.
Because I left welfare a long time ago because they were too newsy for me. That's why I ain't signed back up. They're just too newsy for me.
Yes. Ms. Rothwell, you're going to be selecting a plan. So this is a program that is Medicaid generated. You'll just be Medicaid facilitated, I should say. So you'll be selecting a plan, and you'll be enrolled in Medicaid under this Community Health Choice Program. If you should select that, then they'll provide you with the services in the home as well as transportation, home modifications, even adult
mm-hmm.
daycare centers.
So, Mom, when you go to the county assistance office, you're only applying for the Medicaid. You're not applying for any other support services with them. So they don't need to know if you don't need food stamps, if you don't want food stamps, if you don't want any of that, you don't have to apply for that. You're only going in to receive medical assistance.
Medical, right.
But when you say medical assistance, I need clarification on that as well. There's a lot of programs
Medicaid.
With Medicaid. Right. But she'll also automatically. Yeah. But she'll automatically be selecting a plan. So that plan will cover all of her Medicaid needs.
Yeah, that's
so
what
in
I'm
other
talking
words,
about.
She'll
that's
have,
what she's
she'll,
saying she, that she
right.
doesn't want
to
do.
Right. Well, she doesn't have to do that. If she's not looking for any food stamps or LIHEAP, any other program, she doesn't have to go into the office. She's automatically going to select a plan with Jessica Cantor if she wants to be under the community health based program. You follow me?
Okay. I'm going to have to go over there, correct?
No.
So when Jessica comes, we'll just select
a
plan.
Right. An individual does not have to have Medicaid in order to apply for these services.
Okay. That's what I was trying to understand. Okay.
Right. No, she doesn't have to go there. Now, I want...
Now, what kind of plan? Like Keystone First or something like that?
Yes. Like Keystone First.
Okay.
Yes. You've been with Keystone First
like
a long
them.
Time. Okay.
Yeah, I like
Did
them.
You want me to put... Well, let me make it easy for you so I can put it on here. Then you've selected Keystone First. Let's see.
Yeah, I like Keystone First.
I also want to make sure that Keystone, your doctor that we have, participates with Keystone First so that you can be consistent with that doctor's, Dr. Elizabeth Warren, okay?
When I go to the doctor, I use U-Card. I got a U-Card. United Healthcare card.
Oh, I see. Okay. So when you have Medicare, you can have.